come together.
Thanks for listening to the KC Morning Show.
Great moments are born from great opportunity.
Back in the driveway, we were nothing.
This is not just a game anymore.
Either we heal as a team, or we're gonna crumble.
It's not about winning.
You cannot be afraid to lose.
I don't care what the scoreboard says at the end of the game.
You play like that, we cannot be defeated.
So what? It still doesn't make us good football players.
Wait a second, guys. Whoever said you had to be good to play football?
Everything y'all done to this point
means nothing if you lose yourselves.
You don't have to prove nothing to nobody except yourself.
We have to be ourselves.
But it's not about what I see. It's about what you see.
Now it's time to see who has the heart.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward.
We've made a great effort so far. Let's just keep it up.
Follow me. Walk with me out into that field.
I want you all over that ball like a fat kid on a cupcake.
It's their rink, it's their ice, and it's their f***ing town.
But you can walk through those doors, hold your heads up high, and call yourselves
Ducks.
Ducks fly together!
Pain heals. Chicks dig scars.
No one comes into our house and pushes us around.
We have the opportunity to play like gods for the next half of football.
We can't have anyone freak out there, okay?
If you can do that, gentlemen.
We will be perfect.
For a bunch of Mexican baseball players, that ain't too bad.
I like bananas.
You like bananas?
Of course I love bananas.
Why should I care?
Because it's National Banana Day.
No, bananas are delicious. Why is that our problem?
You know how many things you can make
from the banana?
So many things.
It's National Banana Day.
Banana peels are really slippery.
National Banana Day.
Happy National Banana Day.
Bananas, B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
Showtime.
Everything's running smoothly.
Yo, what is going on, Kansas City? A happy hump day, baby, to the KC Morning Hoes on the show today. Hillary Holtz back on your KC Morning Show. We're talking Black Comedy Fest, Kansas City. First time ever. I cannot wait for you to check this out. Multiple days of comedy in KC. All kinds of stuff going on. Hillary will be the one to break that all down. After that, we wrap with the beats, courtesy of the street beast himself, DJ Diehard McLean Johnson, back on your KC Morning Show. Rates, reviews, subscribe, do that thing you do. Kansas City, back in your feeds tomorrow. It is a good day to be a Kansas Cityan. Always, that is what you do. My name's Hartzell. We will see you in the morning. Bye.
I don't know. I'm making this up as I go.
The KC Morning Show.
Back on your KC Morning Show. It has been too long. Back with the stage all to herself. Hillary Holt back on your KC Morning Show. Black Comedy Fest, Kansas City. Is this the first time that this is happening?
Yeah, it's the first one. First Black and all-encompassing comedy festival for improv, stand-up, and sketch.
This is history in the making, and we do it with a smile and with a laugh on our face. Do you see what I did there? Hillary Holt, tell us how much we're going to be laughing here in just a couple weeks.
Yeah, we'll be ready next week, the 25th through the 28th, with a lot of talent that's local as well as national. Our headliners are Janelle Banks, our homegrown headliner, which was set with an intention to always have a homegrown headliner, because Casey is full of talent that should be seen on a very high level. We have Vincent Bryant coming from St. Louis, also stand up. We have the improv duo of Namdi and Patrick, Namdi Ngwe and Patrick Rowland from LA. They've been three-peat, part of three-peat still, as well as have written for the Amber Ruffin show around LA. So I'm so excited for them to come. And they're also each will teach a workshop. And we will have a special live of the Chemology show, talk show that's local. She'll interview two of our headliners, Janelle and Vincent, as well as another participant, Val Graves. We'll have a lot of laughter from the 26th and the 27th. The 28th is our kickoff show. We'll be Black and Mini Showcase, showcasing a variety of some talent. We'll have Comfy Stennis doing spoken word, Terrace Wyatt Jr. doing a monologue piece, as well as Ebony Fondre, who will sing a jazzy song for us. And we'll have some community members also coming to talk about their missions as well.
Okay, so real quick, because I got so many questions. This is so awesome. Mm-hmm. Remind us one more time, what are those dates for this comedy festival?
Yeah, April 25th through the 28th. And the 28th is actually a private kickback for performers, volunteers, as well as sponsors. So if you're looking to get in and you're not a performer or volunteer or a member of our board and you would like to sponsor, you can send us $250 to be a part of it, as well as we still are fundraising as well. Done a lot, but need a little bit of help, and that can be sent through PayPal for the Theater Community Fund, which will be in the link in our bio in our Instagram.
I'll make sure I include the links to everything. If you've got businesses, or maybe it is your job, or maybe you got homies that just want to be a part of actual history, well then join us and join our friends as we build this thing. Again, the Black Comedy Fest KC. Let's go back to like the inception of this thing. How do we get this idea of doing a Black comedy festival in Kansas City?
Well, I tried to connect with another festival that's predominantly stand-up, but there just wasn't interest. So instead of waiting for approval or acceptance of the idea of how stand-up and all these comedy things can really work together and collaborate, since Kansas City is so small, we should be doing that then instead of competing with each other. I decided to go for Black Comedy Festival. There was a moment where I wanted to maybe figure out for a BIPOC comedy festival, but for my brain space and manpower, I decided to go for Black Comedy Fest KC, really for the analogy of I need to put the oxygen mask on myself first and then who's closest to me. It also just felt about time for an event like this to happen in KC, as well as I want more exposure for Black Kansas City for improv, because we have some of us, but it's still small. Hoping that maybe that can inspire some interest in improv, already established improv locations, but as well as with Tribe University, who is coming back in May for improv classes as well.
Oh, it's fantastic. So are you just booking this thing? Are you going to be performing as well, Hillary?
I was supposed to just be executive director, producer, and host a couple things, but I will also be in the festival now on the 5:30 show doing a improv duo set.
Of course. See, just when you thought you were gone, they pull you back in, Hillary. That's just how that ends up working, my friend. So where are the locations during this festival?
Yeah, 18th and Vine.
Oh, let's go. Let's go.
Can't be anywhere else, seriously, in the city. Our 2 days at the gym, and then we'll have our Saturday split between Mutual Musicians Foundation, as well as the Black Archives. And then we'll have a couple of our workshops starting at 10:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. We'll be in the incubator space. That'll be with Janelle Banks with the Benefits of Laughter. At 10:30 as well, sketch class with Kat Gary. That's our free class and our master class. And that'll be at the Blue Room, as well as Trick and Namdi's classes will be at Mutual Musicians Foundation. Those workshops are also available on the site for signing up.
I'm thinking not just like the idea itself, which is so great, but like the venues. I feel like I'm stepping on the lead here. You're going to be getting a chance to like workshop with professionals, workshop with some of the greats nationwide under the roof of some of the most historic sites in Kansas City. I mean, you could have done a Saturday event with black comics and improv, and it would have been also so sweet and special, but this is even bigger than that.
And we'll also have a workshop at an Ally Space, open mic at the Bird Comedy Theater from 1 to 3 with some of our selected performers and then potentially maybe some local comics, just an extra time to work on it. So we do need an audience for that. And that is also free just so that they have the good feedback for what they're working on.
What's the feedback been? How have folks tried to not only donate their money, but also their time and energy to make all this work?
Yeah, so especially a big shout out to the American Jazz Museum, their community partner. They've really worked with us to help so that we can have the event there. So that was step one, was getting the location and to see the potential of it and the ideas and just be so helpful and welcoming for this idea and for us to try it out and hopefully have it be every year. And other folks have either been helping with sharing our posts or donating on our GoFundMe, offering some sponsorship either monetarily or in kind, or for some things for like our swag bags, which the swag bags are handmade by me and only the performers get to receive them.
An original right there, my friend. So let me ask you before we wrap, because I know you got to go to work, you doing everything. Let me get existential with you, Hillary, real quick. How is comedy, how is improv, how is this creative process for you, not just for this event, but I guess honestly for your entire professional career, your comedy? How has it helped you discover, reinforce, identify with your personal blackness?
Some spaces you are reminded of your blackness.
Yeah.
And so I've been performing for 8 years in improv, and there's always been 3 to maybe 10 of us available. And so that purpose, that drive is to try and gather more black folks or more people of color, more diversity in Kansas City, because Kansas City still kind of lags behind a little bit. And then comedy itself for improv has made me closer to my emotions and better able to communicate and thinking faster on my feet on and off stage. As I perform more and do more, I just get better as a performer, which makes me a better actor as well. Stage presence and a lot of other areas that I didn't think it would help, but it has. Coaching and teaching for about 5 years as well for improv. Teaching someone, leading someone, and trying to make sure I'm giving the best feedback possible so that they can grow.
Well, see, that's your leadership skills, though, Hillary. I've worked with you, and we've been homies for a very long time. I know you got the juice. I know you can lead any kind of meeting that you are there, you can take charge of. But I'm curious, though. Mm-hmm. Yes, you want to amplify and help with discovery for our folks. But, you know, this is a passion project that I know is more than just you getting practical skills for the stage. You know, like, give me that ethos, Hillary. Mm-hmm.
Giving black people the space to define their own blackness as well. Because we have been around, we've been around for other things. We've grabbed inspo from what's been available on TV and everything. And of course, it wasn't people who looked like us. But that doesn't mean that we can't pull that inspiration. Trying to also create a space that isn't completely about perfection. It's still going to be entertaining. You are still going to laugh. But if someone fumbles, we're just there to support them and let them get back on track to where they were at. I've been in Kansas City my whole life. I've been active around for about since 2012. But I've always had community as a passion, as our slogan is comedy, culture, community. So that's why we have that community night on our kickoff show, as well as the private kickoff, so everyone can kind of get together, sit down, talk with each other, so we can see each other and know where we are. Because I feel like Kansas City has strayed away from community as far as taking care of each other. Like, we don't all have to be best friends. That's impossible, really, with how folks are. But just having like a respect for each other that I don't want anything bad to happen to you. I still want you to be taken care of. And I hope that this festival kind of has that vibe of we're having fun, we're having laughter, but we're also here to be respectful of each other and take care of each other.
I love that. We got us, Hillary Holt. This is going to be such a great time. Black Comedy Fest Kansas City, partnering with Theater Community Fund of KC. Hillary, one more time, give us the dates and where can folks go to not only get tickets, but also if they want to contribute, maybe put their name on a flyer. Where can folks go?
So you can go to bcfkansascity.com where you can buy your tickets. For sponsorship, please email bcfkansascity@gmail.com and we can talk about payments and different things like that as well. Yeah.
Hillary, this is going to be funny. Hi, this is going to be funny, girl.
Yeah. It's going to be real funny. It's going to be fun. We have some after parties that just to try and keep the safety of everyone involved. We will only tell the location of the after parties for participants who do come to the shows.
Oh.
Yeah.
I see what you did there. That's a wrestling kind of move right there. You are a professional wrestling booker, Hillary Holt.
I got to get it. We got to do it. It's got to be part of it. So I know what to do. That's why I'm doing it.
We're going to be cracking up the entire time. Hillary, I appreciate you.
I appreciate you, too.
You know what? Yo, peep this. Lottie Dottie. We like the party. We don't cause trouble. We don't bother nobody. We're just some men that's on the mic. And when we rock up on the mic, we rock the mic.
What?
For all of y'all, keeping y'all in health. Just to see you smile and enjoy yourself. Because it's cool when you cause a cozy condition, Anna, that we create. Because that's our mission. So listen to what we say. Because this type of shit, it happens every day. I woke up around 10 o'clock in the morning. I gave myself a stretcher. A morning yawning. Went to the bathroom to wash up. Had some soap on my face and my hand upon a cup. I said, mirror, mirror on the wall. Who is the top choice of them all? There was a rumble dumble. 5 minutes it lasted. The mirror said,
you are, you conceited bastard.
Well, that's true. That's why we never have no beef. So then I washed off the soap and brushed the gold teeth. You thought I love Olay because my skin gets pale. And then I got the files for my fingernails. Due to the night and on my behalf, I put the bubbles in the tub so I could have a bubble bath. Clean, dry was my body and hair. I threw on my brand new Gucci underwear. For all the girls I might take home, I got the Johnson's baby powder and the Polo cologne. Fresh dress like a million bucks. Threw on the ballet shoes and the fly green socks. Stepped out my house, stopped short. Oh no, I went back in. I forgot my Kango and then I dilly
Dally.
I ran through her.
Sally.
I bumped into my old girl
Sally.
From the
Dally.
This is a girl plays hard to get. So I said, what's wrong? Cause she looked upset. She said, it's all because of you. I'm feeling sad and blue. You went away and now my life is filled with rainy days. And I love you so. How much you'll never know. Cause you took your love away from me. Now, what was I to do? Just crying over me and she was feeling blue. I said, don't cry, dry your eye. Here comes your mother with those two little guys. Her mean mother stepped up, said to me,
hi.
Looked Sally in the face and decked her in the
eye.
Punched her in the belly and stepped on her
feet.
Slammed the child on the hard concrete. The bitch was strong, the kids was gone. Something was wrong, I said, what is going on? I tried to break it up, I said, stop it, leave her. She said, if I can't have you, she can't either. She grabbed me closely by my socks. So I broke the hell out like I had the chicken pox. But she gave chase, she caught up quick. She put a finger in the face of MC Rick. She said, why don't you give me a plane so we can go cruising in my OJ? And if you give me that okay, I give you all my love today. Ricky, 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 can't you see? Somehow your words just hypnotize me. And I just love your jazzy ways. Oh, MC Rick, my love is here to stay. And on and on and on, she kept on. The bitch been around before my mother's born. I said, cheer up. I gave her a kiss. I said, you can't have me. I'm too young for you, miss. She says, no, you're not. Then she starts crying. I says, I'm 19. She said,
stop lying.
I says, I am. Go ask my mother. And with your wrinkled pussy, I can't be your lover. To the tick-tock, you don't stop. To the tick-tick, and you don't quit. Hit it. Wow.
If there's one thing that I found is as true as the sunrise, it's that I like being on there with Hartzell.
The KC Morning Show.
You will see this man over at the ship, the Love Boat at the ship, April 20th. Also at Guy's Dive and Taco Joint on May 11th. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, using y'all's, they's, and them's, DJ Die Hard.
KC Morning Show, McLean Douglas Johnson here, a.k.a. The Street Beast, a.k.a. DJ Diehard. And I'm in the mix for the next 20 minutes with blazing new tunes. Come beast it with me live.
Mentally ill times, being inculcated by the news.
And I'ma dance till my kneecaps pop like shots of the cops when the kneecaps stop. The Corona diarrhea like a faucet, forcing the drops of the blood, don't stop in its tracks. Do not make a fool of yourself trying to cover up. I connect dots all loud to your face with a smile like best friends, we friends. We'd be better separated like Chinese twins, but the wrists are hearts being chopped down the satellite process.
don't want you to forget, even though you don't know yet. But in advance, let's somehow to focus. I know you want the boom back, pull up on the track like I had to commute back. Her heartbeat makes the disco flinch like if you don't move back. I'ma punch through that dome in my igloo, yeah the moon's back. Beautiful skyscape, snow melts like my emotions. Roaming like Marcus Aurelius, home cobble road, yeah alone in my zone. On my own, two step like the rhythm had hot coals. I need to step up to the goals, if gold's underneath the belly of the dragon, I'ma chase that archetype, then I smoke them bowls. It ain't a punchline if it don't slap, this beat's very disciplined, make you feel 12 with a step that's strict like wreck it up. Make the rhyme ride the sound wave, did it surf on the shelves. I've been looking at my life in the words, so the harmony soothes me, makes me articulate. Takes this to give a bit, then if you don't live with it, life's fucking hard.
Acid raindrops out from the goddess's lips. Didn't they make her up to save us from all the fundamental fears? I don't want to have any babies, just for the sake of fulfilling a mission of species. But at night I dream about a child running around.
Tick, tick, tick. I'm on fire. You're listening to the KC Morning Show.